The Guardian.
Well, this is a great patch of open water here, and as you can already see, we've got a pair of tufted duck, which quite like these areas. We've got two pairs of tufted duck, in fact. We've got some great crested grebe, which are in their finest splendour at this time of year. We've got some youngsters with those as well.
Stuart Thompson of the RSPB is pointing out some of the rich bird life to be found on the Newport Wetlands Reserve in South Wales. It's an amazing spot. You walk from the visitor centre through reed beds loud with birdsong, and then suddenly you're confronted by a huge view of the estuary. Salt marshes, vast mud flats, two islands, Flat Home and Steep Home, fast-moving water, massive skies. It's one of the last great wildernesses in this part of the UK. Organisations like the RSPB are worried that this wild place could be wrecked if a hugely ambitious scheme to build a 10-mile-long power-generating barrage across the estuary goes ahead. It's early days yet for the scheme, but the government seems keen. The RSPB, the National Trust and a number of other organisations are very much against. They've released a report today that argues not only that the barrage would be an environmental disaster for this precious place, but also that it doesn't make sound financial sense.
Tim Stowe, I'm the director of the RSPB's operations in Wales. Well, we're standing on the northern shore of the Severn Estuary, looking out down towards the estuary mouth. We can see Lavenock Point and Cardiff in the distance, across to Breen Down, Weston-super-Mare on the southern side. And the proposed barrage would join those two with a 10-mile concrete wall.
And so your report that's out today, what does that say?
Our report says two key things. First of all, it looks at the reasons why the government might wish to intervene in large infrastructural projects like a proposed Severn barrage, and it says simply that there is no case for the government to do so under its own rules. And the second thing it says is that were a barrage to be produced, to be constructed, it would be one of the most expensive ways of generating the amount of electricity from renewable energy that there is available. There are much cheaper, better ways of doing it than using a barrage.
So you're saying the barrage doesn't make sense on economic grounds, but what about conservation grounds?
It doesn't make sense on economic grounds at all. It's like asking the taxpayer to pay for something they don't actually need when they could get it much cheaper elsewhere. And on conservation grounds, it doesn't make sense to damage your most pristine, your most important sites. This is a site of world importance for its wading birds and of European importance for its habitats and other marine life. So it doesn't make sense to destroy this when there are cheaper and better ways of generating electricity elsewhere.
Spell out just how important this site is, this estuary is.
So this is an amazing estuary for wildlife. It's got something like 65,000 waders and wildfowl here in the winter. It's got some very important fish, salmon and trout, and sea and river lampreys. It's got some unique habitats, the Sabularia reefs. It's got some very interesting salt marsh. It's got a fantastic landscape, and it's surrounded on both sides by beautiful countryside that make part of the estuarine experience so wonderful.
Dr. Ruth Williams from the National Trust.
Will you tell me your concerns about this barrage, please?
Well, it's going to change forever an historic landscape. The Gwent levels and the Somerset levels go back at least to Roman times, if not before. And so you've got to realise that once this becomes basically a lagoon, there will be huge pressure for development right around what could become a big seven-side area. And, of course, there's the internationally important birds and wetland species, the fish species. So this is going to be a really radical change of a huge area in southwest Britain. And, therefore, as a major conservation charity in the UK, we're bound to have concerns about that.
And, of course, the barrage starts at one of your properties.
That's right, very close. One of the predicted routes is very close to Breen Down on the Somerset side, yes, that's right.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.